Today's khutbah is dedicated to a few ayat that belong to Surah Al-Rahman, one of the most famous surahs of the Qur'an. Allah Azza wa Jal repeats the same phrase multiple times, an unusual frequency of times. فَبِأَيِّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Allah Azza wa Jal is in a very emphatic way declaring what favors, what wonders, what incredible things that your master has done are you going to be in denial of? How much more stuff can you ignore? How much more can Allah do for you all around you? And you pretend that it's not Allah who's the one doing it. How blind can you be? And he keeps asking that question over and over and over again. Why does Allah repeat himself like that? And it's also baffling because in the beginning Allah talks about what he created in the world and then asks that question. Later on he's going to start describing Judgment Day and he'll ask that question again. Then a few ayat about Jahannam, then he'll ask that question again. Then every few ayat about Jannah, he'll ask that question again. So it's not like it's the same subject. There are literally five different subjects in the surah and he still asks the same exact question over and over and over again. Quran is bilisanin arabiyyin mubeen. Allah even says, illa bilisani qawmihim. Messengers came in the language of the people. And the Arabic of the Quran is very clear. In other words, you don't have to come up with some exhaustive, technical, complicated, philosophical explanation. It's actually very natural. When someone is angry with you, they repeat themselves. For example, a teacher is yelling at the students because most of them failed a test. Didn't we go over this? Didn't we review this 10 times? Did I not teach you? Did I not do my job? In other words, when a teacher repeats those questions, it's an expression of, I did everything I could, why didn't you do your part? The more he repeats that question is an expression of how angry he is and how upset he is with people who've taken advantage of a teacher who did everything he could for every single student. Is there any question? I'll stay after class, I'll help you however I can, and you still do this. And you still fail the exam. And you still miss the most obvious. Allah Azza wa Jal, as angry as He is in this surah, it's so amazing that He began with one of His names? Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Because if He wasn't Ar-Rahman, then anybody else who made Allah this angry, they wouldn't exist anymore. They would have been in Allah's punishment already. So the point of the surah is that you and I, or humanity rather, has made Allah extremely upset. And the only reason Allah is not executing what they deserve is because He's Ar-Rahman. Particularly the first audience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking to Quraysh. 10 years Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting the Quran to the people of Makkah, and then comes Surah Al-Rahman. So it's a long time into the period, the Meccan era, that this surah is revealed. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah did not send His Messenger except an act of loving care and mercy for all nations and all peoples. But the special favor was done, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا Among the unlettered, among these Arabs who had no civilization, they had no massive buildings, they had no great armies, they had no great accomplishments, they had nothing. They were the nobody of the world. And Allah decides to send His greatest messenger to them. Maybe they're not great in the worldly sense. Maybe then they're great in the spiritual sense. Maybe these are people that worshipped Allah or had proven themselves in ibadah. No, these were people of shirk also. So in the worldly sense, they were the most backwards. And in the spiritual sense, they were also the most backwards. And forget being the most backwards. You know, in India or in China or in other places, you will find, you know, Buddhist temples and Hindu temples and things like that. Here you found the house of Allah built by Ibrahim alayhi salam turned into a temple. That's far worse a crime than any other pagan place. Any other place, they built it to worship idols to begin with. But they've actually taken a place that was pure and corrupted that place. So they are in the spiritual sense the most backwards. They are in the worldly sense the most backwards, relegated, useless. Even the Roman Empire doesn't want to conquer them. They're not interested. Because what are they going to get out of the desert? They don't care. The Persians don't want to conquer them. They're left alone to their devices, herding and you know, being Bedouins in the desert, and that's it. They're left alone. And those people Allah chose to give the best of all messengers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most incredible of the one that was sent as a model to all of humanity, and then He gave the greatest revelation, the Quran, to those people. And then He decided He won't just give them the whole thing at once, He will give it to them in their language first of all, from a person who they already respect, so they're inclined to listen. And on top of that, He will give it to them ala mukthin, little by little by little, at the right occasion, so that it's easy for them to learn. You see, in good education, you need a good teacher, you need a good curriculum, you need lessons that the teacher can relate to your situation. All of that is perfect when it came to Quraysh. You couldn't find a better teacher. إِنِّي بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I was sent as a teacher. All teachers after him will be inspired by his teaching. You couldn't get a better curriculum than Allah's own words. It couldn't be more designed to meet your needs, because he's the one who made you and then he sent you these instructions. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. So they should have been the most grateful of all people in the world that they received this Qur'an, they received this gift. And over the course of these 10 years, what have they done? They've made fun of this Prophet, they've even attempted to torture and beat him, they've ignored the Qur'an, ignored these lessons that Allah gave. And by the way, when they did this with Allah's Messenger, and when they did this with Allah's book, Allah has a right to punish. And it's not like he hasn't done it before, he's taken care of nations before, but he doesn't do that to them. And then they say, oh, why, you keep telling us that Nuh's nation was flooded and Lut's nation was rained on with fire from the sky, or this nation had winds come and hit them and this nation had an earthquake. Why don't you just punish us then? We've been listening to you talk about this stuff for years. We've heard these stories over and over again. Just bring it. Let's have it. يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. They literally say, in Quran mentions it. They're trying to tell you to hurry up, bring it, bring the punishment already. Let's hurry this up, let's expedite this process. And in response to that, Allah says, Ar-Rahman, you've made me plenty angry, you deserve it, but I'm going to be Ar-Rahman to you. And I'll speak to you differently. This is the mercy of Allah. Why this is the final revelation, the Muslims need to understand. Allah Azza wa Jal, when previous nations defied Him, He would annihilate them. They would not be left on the face of this earth. But Allah did a mercy like He never did before in the history of all the prophets, by sending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sending the most merciful of His kalam.